Is this too loud? There's so much noise in the background. I don't know if this is gonna even be a good recording. So, I'm in Belgium again. I went to the Netherlands for a couple of weeks. Or, no, days. Netherlands is always a haze. It's hard to know what's real and what's not when you're in the Netherlands. But it's very nice to be in Belgium again, in Antwerp. And I don't want to talk too much about Belgium because I don't want to put expectations or start defining it. I don't know what it is and I don't want to know. I just want to be in it. I enjoy the feeling here. It feels like Hungary and Austria and other places, but as I said, I'm not gonna define it. I'm just gonna soak in it. Soak it up. Yesterday was weird. I went to drink some Belgian beers as soon as I arrived in Antwerp, and I walked through a 500 meter long tunnel under the river. I end up in a bar and these two Polish cokeheads show up super drunk. They said they hate humans but love dogs, and they loved my dog. And then I was drinking in another bar with a bunch of architects talking about architecture, Holland, Belgium, Sweden, capitalism, travel, everything. It's a fun night. But I'm not gonna talk about Belgium. So I'm just gonna save it for later. Overall though, it's a seriously cool place. And I can't wait to record more. I can't speak about the Netherlands. And the Netherlands is intense, as I warned about in my previous recording. I did go to the Netherlands and I did experience on the first day and second day especially the kind of Dutch rudeness. There was one person in a scooter, and I was going to my vehicle, and this guy drives with one hand looking backwards and then gets surprised by me and my dog, and we start cussing each other out, swearing as he's driving away. A few hours later, a Russian man is having a psychosis and he's calling me kurva, which means whore. And I looked at him and I thought, I'm gonna fight if I have to. But he seemed to be mentally ill. So what am I gonna do? Fight with a mentally ill person? No thanks. So I just let that slide. That intensity was there. The cops, when I parked in a forest to walk my dog, the cops came and they said I can't sleep there, and I said I'm not planning to. But there were a lot of rules in the Netherlands. But the longer I stayed, the more I liked it, and I started to think this is the kind of place that I will say I hate, only to start loving. But it's interesting, the Netherlands is really different from Belgium. It's really different from any other country. It's very unique, and they have a really direct way, which can be annoying. That's what I said in my last recording. And it certainly is like that, but when you stay there for a while, you get used to it. It's some version of Singapore in Europe, and they have interesting music. They listen to hardcore, and everybody seems to like that. In the park, people blast that on loudspeakers, or PAs, I suppose they're called. So it's an interesting country, the Netherlands, but it's very intense and it's very Dutch. And somebody yesterday also pointed out that the Netherlands is transactional or mercantile. It was so striking that he used that word because I had also myself thought that and talked about it with ChatGPT. The mercantilism of the Netherlands, stemming from their history of being an, I don't know if they were an empire, but they were strong. So, an interesting place. So, let's see with the next update. I didn't record much in the Netherlands. I spent so much time in campsites and being in environments where it wasn't quiet enough. And frankly, that's the case right now as well. But for this podcast, I thought it might be interesting to hear these sounds because it captures the vibe of exactly where I am. So this is a raw, in the moment, live update. Over and out, and look forward to a more concise episode next time. This was a bit freewheeling, but sometimes you need those too.